This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Voting is underway for single-phase assembly elections in Tamil Nadu and first phase in West Bengal. Voting is being held for 234 seats in Tamil Nadu and 152 constituencies in West Bengal and will continue till 6 p.m. In Tamil Nadu, till 11 a.m. over 37% polling was registered, while in West Bengal over 41% votes were polled. In Tamil Nadu, more than 75,000 polling stations have been established across the state to facilitate voter participation and ensure accessibility. We now go over live to our Tamil Nadu correspondent, Joy, for more. Joy, what is the latest update you can bring us on the polling in Tamil Nadu?
Hi, Valsa. So, in the single phase of elections in Tamil Nadu today, voting is going on peacefully in all the districts. People are queuing up to cast their votes despite the sweltering heat of summer, and the streets of Chennai are deserted with minimum vehicles. Restaurants, eateries and most of the shops are closed, and only a few tea stalls are open and available for the public. One could also see people with disability being wheeled to the polling booth. An interesting aspect is that a robo welcomed the voters in a polling booth in Vellore. Many model booths are also colourfully decorated with festive pandals to encourage voters. According to the approximate voters trend, Namakkal and Erode are forging ahead of others, registering more than 40%. Chennai, Salem, Tirunamalai, Vilupuram and Virudhunagar have registered above 35%. And in this election, a total of 4,023 contestants are in the fray. And this includes many former chief ministers, ministers, bureaucrats, lawyers, actors, industrialists and business tycoons. Thank you, Valsa.
Right. Thank you, Joy, for bringing us those details. In West Bengal, more than 44,000 polling booths have been set up across 16 districts where polling is being held today. Out of these, 7,384 booths have been flagged as super sensitive or critical. About 3.6 crore voters are expected to exercise their franchise in this phase. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that modernization of railway tracks is powering a faster and more dependable network. In a social media post sharing an article written by Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav in an English daily, Mr. Modi said that track renewal, advanced testing and mechanized maintenance have improved ride quality and ensured higher speeds. The 4th India-Africa Forum Summit 2026 is scheduled to be held in New Delhi from the 28th of May this year. Addressing a curtain-raiser event of the summit in New Delhi today, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said, India-Africa partnership assumes significance as the world navigates through complex geopolitical challenges.
Today, Africa occupies a central place in India's foreign policy. India's engagement with Africa is guided by a clear vision, a vision rooted in the principle of equality, of mutual respect, and of shared progress. The Viksit Bharat 2047 and Africa's Agenda 2063 are both complementary roadmaps which are geared towards prosperity and progress through sustainable growth and inclusive development.
BJP spokesperson Shahnawaz Hussain today said the Congress has to pay a heavy price for alleged derogatory remarks used by Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge against Prime Minister Narendra Modi in Chennai recently. He added that the remarks made by Mr. Kharge not only insulted the Prime Minister, but the country as well.
Mallikarjun Kharge has insulted the Prime Minister of India. The Congress will have to pay a heavy price for this. The Election Commission has also issued a notice to Mr. Kharge. We urge the Commission to must take action against him.
The Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas has refuted some news reports suggesting possible hike in petrol and diesel prices. The ministry has clarified that there is no such proposal under consideration by the government. It added that such news items are designed to create fear and panic amongst citizens and are mischievous and misleading. Benchmark domestic equity indices were around 1% down in afternoon trade today. The Sensex tumbled 766 points to 77,751, while the Nifty dipped 177 points to 24,201 when reports last came in. And with that, we end this news bulletin.